Wednesday, April 24th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the commemoration of Saint Fidelis of Sigmaringen, priest and martyr. Saint Fidelis was born in the town of Sigmaringen in Germany in the year 1578. He entered the order of Friars Minor Capuchins and led an austere life of penance, vigil and prayer. Continuously engaged in preaching the Word of God, he was commissioned by the Sacred Congregation for the Propagation of Faith to preach in the Canton of the Crisons. In 1622, he was attacked by a band of heretics and suffered martyrdom at Siwas in Switzerland. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, "The Lord is risen, Alleluia." Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the Rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is risen. Alleluia. In the morning prayer hymn, all creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. O praise him, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou winds that are so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, O praise him, Alleluia. Thou rising morn, in praise rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice. O praise him, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, O God, arise above the heavens, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 108. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing you praise. Awake my soul, awake lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. O come and deliver your friends, help with your right hand in reply. From his holy place God has made this promise, I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem, I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh, Ephraim I take from my helmet. Judah for my commander's staff, Moab I will use for my washbowl, on Edom I will plant my shoe, over the Philistines I will shout in triumph. But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? Will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies? Give us help against the foe, for the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, accept the prayers of your servants, Lord, and prepare our hearts to praise your holy name. Come to our aid in times of trouble, and make us worthy to sing you songs of thanksgiving. Repeating the antiphon, O God, arise above the heavens. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, the Lord will make praise and justice blossom before all the nations. Alleluia. Isaiah chapter 61. I rejoice heartily in the Lord, and my God is the joy of my soul. For he has clothed me with the robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. Like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. As the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, So will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not be silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall men call you forsaken, or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight, and your land espoused. For the Lord's delight delights in you, and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord will make praise and justice blossom before all the nations. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, Zion, the Lord your God, will reign forever. Alleluia. Psalm 146. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days, and make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes and mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. The Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Zion, the Lord your God, will reign forever. Alleluia. And our reading for this morning is from Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 11. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we are also to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no more power over him. His death was death to sin once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, you must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. And the responsory, the Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. And the canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, I am the light. I have come into the world, that those who believe in me may not remain in darkness. Alleluia. And the canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the canticle of Zechariah, I am the light, I have come into the world, that those who believe in me may not remain in darkness. Alleluia. In our intercessions, by the gift of the Father, the risen Christ was seen by the apostles. Let us pray to the Father and say, give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. Father of lights, today we offer you our thanks and praise for calling us into your marvelous light to receive your mercy. Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. May the efforts of mankind to make the world more human be purified and strengthened by the power of your Spirit. Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. May we be so dedicated to the service of others that the whole human family may become a pleasing sacrifice in your honor. Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. As the dawn of a new day fills us with your mercy, that the whole world, the whole day, may be a day of joy and peace. Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let's pray. God our Father, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, happiness of the just, hear our prayer. Fill our emptiness with the blessings of the Eucharist, the foretaste of eternal joy. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.